From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile, but it appears to have exploded shortly after launch. An official at South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff confirmed the launch, but did not have any further information. A U.S. Pacific Command spokesman said the ballistic missile launch occurred near the Pukchang airfield. PACCOM spokesman Commander Dave Benham said that the missile did not leave North Korean territory. The White House says President Donald Trump has been informed of the launch, which comes after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told the U.N. Security Council Friday that all options remain on the table in dealing with North Korea's aggressive behavior.
The threat of a North Korean nuclear attack on Seoul or Tokyo is real, and it is likely only a matter of time before North Korea develops the capability to strike the U.S. mainland.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, meanwhile, deflected President Donald Trump's recent calls on Beijing to solve the North Korean problem. Police in Iraq say that four people have been killed and eight others wounded by a car bombing at a police station in central Baghdad. A spokesman for the Iraqi Interior Ministry said the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber and that four people had died. The explosion targeted the entrance to the traffic police station in Baghdad's Qarada neighborhood. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. The bombing comes as Iraqi forces are trying to push back Islamic State militants in the northern city of Mosul, the last pocket of significant urban territory that the Islamist militant group controls. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News.